This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli briefs President Ramchandra Pawdal about his recent participation to Third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries held in Turkmenistan. 8-day-long cultural festival of Gaijatra begins today. First day marks traditional rituals of humor, satire and remembrance across Kathmandu Valley and major cities throughout the country. And European leaders welcome Trump-Putin Alaska summit on ending Ukraine war, insist on including Kyiv in any peace talks with Russia. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli called on President Ramchandra Pawdal at the President's office in Sheetalniwas this morning. According to the President's personal secretariat, during the meeting, Prime Minister Oli briefed the President about his recent participation to the Third UN Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries held in Turkmenistan. Other contemporary issues were also discussed during the meeting. Prime Minister Oli returned home on Saturday after participating in the conference, which was held from the August 5th to 8th. Gaijatra, a cultural festival of the Kathmandu Valley and other parts of the country, has been observed today with various programs filled with fun, humor and satire. According to the lunar calendar, the 8th-day festival typically begins on the first day of the waning moon in Nepali month Bhadra and concludes on Ashtami. Gaijatra is dedicated to commemorating those who have passed away within the 1 year. The tradition involves cows or people dressed as cows parading through the streets. Observers offer them milk, fruits, beaten rice, traditional bread, curd, grains and money. People believe the rituals help the deceased in their heavenly journey. The origin of the festival dates back to the reign of King Pratap Malla. Following the death of his son during a smallpox epidemic, the king initiated Gaijatra to console his grieving queen. The government also announced a public holiday in the Kathmandu Valley today on the occasion of the Gaijatra festival. Two girls from Bhimdatta Municipality Ward No. 11 in Airi of Kanchanpur have gone missing after drowning in the Mahakali River. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Sagar Bohara, spokesperson of the District Police Office in Kanchanpur, 6-year-old Sanvi Panta and 7-year-old Jivika Panta went missing this afternoon while bathing in the Mahakali River. Spokesperson Bohara said teams from the Nepal Police, Nepal Army and Armed Police Force are searching for the missing girls. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is committed to ending Tarai's dependence on rainfall by ensuring a permanent irrigation solution. Taking to his social media, the Prime Minister expressed relief that 76.54% of paddy fields in 8 districts of Madhya's province had been planted after rainfall in recent days. Prime Minister Oli said short-term efforts, including the installation of 500 deep borings, are underway, while the Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Project aims to offer a long-term solution. The Sipyun Maoist Center chairman and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that his party has not prioritized the issue of joining the government. Talking to the media in Chitwan today, the Maoist Center chairman argued that some people were making interpretations as if the Maoist Center was expecting to join the government while the party was criticizing the wrongdoings of the government. He said his party would resume the party strengthening campaign along the Mid Hill Highway after a month. Israel's ambassador to Nepal, Smulikari Bais, has stated that the relationship between Israel and Nepal is cordial and expressed his commitment to further elevate this relationship. Speaking at a program organized by the Shalom Club, an organization of Nepali students who have studied in Israel, the ambassador expressed gratitude to Nepal for its continued moral support during difficult times in Israel. The ambassador said around 1,000 Nepali workers are soon going to Israel, and both countries' government officials are currently in the final stages of completing necessary procedures to facilitate this. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, hernus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, Vibragati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabakura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Continuous rainfall over the past few days has led to a significant rise in the water level of the Saptakoshi River. With this development, 28 out of 56 sluice gates at the Koshi barrage have been opened. According to the Armed Police Force APF Nepal No. 4 headquarters, the water flow at the Koshi barrage was recorded at 200,430 cubic feet per second, Q6, at 9 p.m. on Saturday. A red warning light has been activated as the water flow exceeded the danger threshold of 150,000 Q6. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. European leaders have welcomed plans by United States President Donald Trump to hold talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine, but called for continued support for Kyiv and pressure on Moscow to achieve a just and lasting peace. According to Al Jazeera, the statement by France, Italy, Germany, Poland, the United Kingdom and the European Commission late on Saturday came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insisted that Kyiv will not surrender land to Russia to buy peace. Trump, who has promised to end the three-year war, plans to meet Putin in Alaska on Friday, saying the parties were close to a deal that could resolve the conflict. Details of a potential agreement have not been announced, but Trump said it would involve some swapping of territories to the betterment of both. The European leaders in their joint statement insisted that any peace talks with Russia must include Kyiv. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to hold a news conference as protests intensify in Israel over his plans to take over Gaza City, according to the BBC. A UN emergency meeting on Gaza will take place at 3 p.m. BST. It has been called for by every member of the Security Council except the U.S. and Panama. Israel's Gaza plan has been met with fierce criticism from the hostages' families and several countries, including the UK, France and Germany. Israel strongly rejects the condemnation, with Defense Minister Israel Katz saying it will not weaken their resolve. Netanyahu's office announced the plan on Friday with five objectives: disarm Hamas, release the hostages, demilitarize the strip, take security control and establish an alternative civil administration. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at some places in Madhes and in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Kentucky provinces, and at a few places in the remaining hill and Tarai regions of the rest of the provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli briefs President Ramchandra Powell about his recent participation to third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries held in Turkmenistan. Each day-long cultural festival of Gai Jatra begins today. First day marks traditional rituals with humor, satire and remembrance across Kathmandu Valley and major cities throughout the country. And European leaders welcome Trump-Putin-Alaska summit on ending Ukraine war, insist on including Kyiv in any peace talks with Russia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.